Good evening. It's January 7th, 2011. The time is 7:54 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on a Friday evening in upstate New York. But I am virtually in Las Vegas at this time as I'm watching the CES 2011 Consumers Electronics Show that is taking place out there in Las Vegas. It started on the 5th for me, I guess. That's when they had all the press conferences. It officially started yesterday, the 6th, on Thursday. And it'll be going till this Sunday, till the 9th. And I've been watching it virtual via the internet on Ustream, compliments of CNET, who are broadcasting it on the Ustream. And you can, if you were to go to Ustream and just type in the search bar there, CNET, you'll get to their channel. And but they're at www.ustream.tv/CNET Live. And I've been watching that. I've been following them on Twitter. There's on Twitter you can follow the goings on by entering the hashtag CES or else the hashtag CES 2011, and there's a lot of information coming out and it's almost overloading to say the least. But during the press conferences there on Wednesday the 5th, I was able to listen in on LG, Navid, Motorola, Sony, Samsung, and they were all good press conferences. Panasonic's was sort of flat. They could have had some video of some sort, but they were, for the most part, just sort of highlighting their products. Last night, Lady Gaga, who is associated with Polaroid, I take it, unveiled some products from Polaroid. And there was a lot of people at the booth there on the for Polaroid, but I doubt it that there would be that many people there if Lady Gaga was not present. And because the products that Polaroid toted, some glasses, they have a camera in it, and a printer that can print pictures that you may take with your smartphone, it did knock your socks off. I think the one item that so far that's knocked, that's caught my attention is the Motorola Xoom. It's a tablet that is Android Honeycomb, which is Android 3.0, that might give Apple a run for its money. Now, earlier, the celebrity 50 Cent was on with CNET there on the CNET TV on Ustream, unveiling some headphones that he came up with, I guess. And again, it didn't really, nothing really to knock your socks off. I guess he has some good music for those that listen to that type of music. But I think the two celebrities that I've seen so far on the Ustream, I think the not going too well. It just not really impressed at all. But this, I'm very surprised that I checked Audio Boo, and there's only been 6 Audio Boos covering I have anything to do. I just typed in the search for CES, and there's nothing there. I'm going to have to check it a little bit further, see if there's any more. But a lot of good information on Twitter, on Ustream, as well as YouTube concerning the coverage of CES. I think this is pretty neat to be able to attend an event to a certain degree on a smaller scale, to watch it via the internet. I've done this a couple times before on some conferences last summer, and it's quite fun. I haven't turned the TV on the last two nights because this has caught my eye, and it's the next best thing of actually being there. So that's what I'm doing this evening. I encourage you, to check in on it. Be far safe, be far wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.